Flood watches and warnings are covering much of the South as torrential rains are flooding roads and highways and filling rivers and streams close to their banks. The National Weather Service said early today that most of the flooding advisories covered parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, and Georgia. Forecasters said some of the worst conditions were in Mississippi, where firefighters rescued at least 10 people from a flooded neighborhood. The National Weather Service said a dam failed near Raymond, Mississippi, flooding some cars. No serious injuries were reported in Metro Atlanta. Standing water on freeways snarled traffic as cars and trucks slowed down to creep along. Some systems affected by a cyber attack on the city of New Orleans last month are expected to be back online Monday. A spokeswoman for the city said yesterday that public safety tools, including the court system, should be up and running January 6th. Most of the more than 3,400 computers that were online at the time of the attack have been cleared to go back on the city's network. Other online systems are expected to be available again by the end of January. The city has given evidence to the FBI to determine the source of the attack. Family and friends wearing purple and gold said goodbye Thursday to a Louisiana woman and her son who were on their way to see LSU and the Peach Bowl when they died in a weekend plane crash. Gretchen Vincent and her 15-year-old son, Michael Walker Vincent, were on a plane that crashed after takeoff Saturday in Lafayette, killing five of the six people on board. The Advocate reports Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry described Gretchen Vincent as one of his best friends, saying she was possibly the world's greatest LSU Tigers fan. New Orleans police say the number of homicides in the city has fallen for the third consecutive year. The police confirmed in a statement that there were 119 homicides in 2019, down from 146 the previous year. The Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, reports the figure is the lowest number since 161 slayings were recorded in 1971. With the new low, New Orleans could drop from the list of America's five deadliest cities when the federal figures are released in September. The newspaper also reported that, though homicides dipped, the number of non-fatal shootings increased by 3%. Authorities are asking for the public's help in identifying a man accused of trying to rob two New Orleans banks in one day. News outlets report the man is accused of entering the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Company at about 2:30 p.m. Thursday and brandishing a gun. Authorities say the man then handed a teller a note demanding cash before bicycling away empty-handed. They say he entered a Capital One bank about 30 minutes later, brandished the gun, and presented a note demanding money. They say he then fled with an undisclosed amount of cash. The Saints and Vikings are set to meet for the fifth time in an NFL postseason game Sunday at noon. Minnesota has won three of four previous meetings, but they are the underdog this time around. NFL analyst Mike Dottilier says the Vikings will need a big game out of running back Dalvin Cook.
Their running game is a straw that turns the drink with Dalvin Cook, and they do a lot off a play-action pass because they can run the ball. So slowing down Dalvin Cook is the main thing here.
For the Saints to have success on offense, they'll need to control Minnesota's pass rush, led by Everson Griffin and former LSU star Danielle Hunter.
Best thing to do with that, run the football right at them. I think it does slow down a pass rush. The offensive tackle play for the Saints is going to be paramount in this game.
The Saints won 13 regular season games last year and lost in the NFC Championship game. New Orleans has 13 wins again in the regular season, but Dottilier says the Saints are playing better on offense than a year ago.
He's a totally different passer than he was a year ago at this time. I think he's just a stronger player today. Maybe the layoff from the injury helped, but this team is really humming on offense.